Yeparshas Tetzaveh. The first pasuk starts off, V'yato Tetzaveh es b'nei Yisrael, as in you should command the b'nei Yisrael. Ato means you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should command b'nei Yisrael. V'yikhu elecho, and they should bring to you shemen zayir zoch, pure or clean olive oil, kosis lamor, which was beaten, and they should use it for the light, lahalois ner tomit, in order to set up a ner tomit that will always burn. Now, where should this be? B'yoyo moyit, mi'chutz la'proiches, outside the proiches, asher al aredus, which is upon the edus. In other words, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the oren is, but right outside the oren, outside the proiches. That's where the mner is. Yarech oisai Aaron avonov, that Aaron and his children should set it up, me'erev ad boiker, from evening till daytime, lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, chuk ha'felum u'deroisom me'ez b'nei Yisrael. Now, first of all, the or is that it starts off v'yato titzaveh, and you should command, and it doesn't say the name Moshe Rabbeinu, who then the next pasuk right away also says again v'yato hakre v'lecha saron echicha, he's in you, Moshe Rabbeinu, should bring close Aaron your brother, and let him start putting on the big day kuhuna. Again, it says Loshen v'yato and you, and it does not say Moshe Rabbeinu. And then again in pasuk Gimel it says v'yato tedaber al kol chachme leiv, and you should talk to all the wise people, asher mleitzu ruach chachma, again, and they should make the big day kuhuna. But again, it does not say Moshe Rabbeinu, it just says the word v'yato and you. And it should do it, like the Balaturim brings down, that in this parsha, in this parsha's Tetzaveh, it is not mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu's name at all. Even though from the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was born until the end of Bamidbar, there's never a parsha that does not mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name, this is the only parsha that does not have Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned in it. And the time it brings down is because Moshe Rabbeinu before said that Mocheni no misifrecha. Later Moshe said, by the Chet Ha'igol, he said, if you don't forgive them, erase my name from your Sefer, from the Sefer Torah. So, the klal is that even when a Chochem says something, even if it's a klolom, even if he makes it on a Tanai, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim what he said. So since Moshe Rabbeinu said this klolom, like this curse, that you should take my name out of the Sefer, I'll call upon him parsha, it was Mekayim, that in Pashas Tetzaveh here, it does not have Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned at all. That's why it's good what you say to it says, Ato, 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 just you, like you, Moshe Rabbeinu, but we do not mention your name in this parsha, because this is the parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mekayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Sivu of Mocheni no Misifrecha, erase my name from your Sefer. But we still have to understand how come, like the Eibishter picked this parsha, Punkt Parshas Tetzaveh, in this parsha, not to mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Why in this parsha more than other parshas? Right, the Mitzvah Shem, I hope to answer this later on. And the Kli Yoker over here asks a lot of questions on this pasuk. That first he starts off, why does the pasuk have to say V'yato Tetzaveh and you should command? Why did Bechal have to say V'yato and you? It just should have said Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, like it says a lot of places. And usually the Ramban answers this by saying the V'yato means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you yourself should do this mitzvah of making sure there'll be this oil for the Ner Tomid. Hashem wanted you, Moshe, to do it, and not Ayadei Shliach. He can't have anybody else do it. That's why the pasuk says V'yato. But you have to understand also, why was Hashem makpid that Dafke Moshe Rabbeinu should do this mitzvah and not have a Shliach, not let somebody else do this mitzvah of collecting the oil for the Ner Tomid? And another question that the Kli Yoker asks is, the Mefarshim asks really, what bechlal is the parsha, this mitzvah of getting the Shemen Zayis for the Ner Tomid doing here right now? So we just got finished learning Truma, which that's the Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the commandments of making the Mishkan, making all the Kelim. Now to Tzava, we're going to talk about all the commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, how to make the big day kuna. But how do we do with the Kohanim to mechanach them, to make them right to do the Avodah? First, later on, after they have the Tzivuyim, then when they came to build it, actually making it, there it passed the same. When they made the Mishkan, and when they put the menorah in its right place, now how do we go to light it? We Before we go to light it, we have to have the Sherman Zayas. Like, what is this parsha doing here? It's out of place. And he brings down that the Abar Benel ones answer that really the Ikka Mitzvah doesn't belong here, but it belongs in Pasha's Emor, not here. But it's like a kasha, like, what is it doing here, though? That's why it says a lashon of the Ata Titzaveh, and you should command a lashon Osid. In the future, you will command me later on in Pasha's Emor. That's where you will be. You will command Klai Yisrael to bring the olive oil. That's really where its place is, and not here. But of course, that is shver though. Like Bakol Ponim, why did Hashem put this parsha here though? If it really belongs later in Emor. Also, the pasuk says Lahalois Ner Tomid. In order to have a ner tomid, one ner, one candle, one light to be lit. The question is, we know there are seven neres to the menorah. So why does it just say you should have olive oil, lahalois ner tomid? It should have said lahalois neros tomid. And also, why does it say tomid? Tomid means forever, like for always. It's not true. Really, the ner is just lit from nighttime until the morning. But throughout the daytime, they were not lit. So why does it say in Lashon here, Lahalois Ner Tomid, there should be a light burnt, Tomid for always. And then also he asks, why in the next post, the Pasuk of Aleph, it says the place where the menorah was, it says it was B'yoyo Moid, in the Mishkan, Michutz LaProichis, outside the Proichis, Asher Aloedis, that the Proichis was there to separate between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Edus, the Oren, and the Kodesh. That's where Yarech Oisei Aaron of Onav. Aaron should prepare the menorah there. And Meyarev Ad Boker, from evening until morning. Now he asks, why does the Pasuk have to Bechlal say that the menorah was outside the Pareichus, outside the Edus, the Aaron? What's the difference where the Aaron was? That was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like, it's not Nogea to tell us now where the place of the menorah was. We're just saying now you have to collect the olive oil in order to have it to light the menorah. Where is the place of the menorah? That we'll see later on. What was so important to write here in this parsha that the menorah is outside where the Oren was, and there was a prechus dividing the two. What is that necessary here for this mitzvah of getting the olive oil ready for the menorah? And really he goes to answer this by saying that the Ramban says that Pshan the Pasuk of Lahalois Ner Tomid, that there should always be a light lit there, goes on the Ner Marovi. It does not go on all the Shivas Haneris, the seven Neris that were lit by the menorah, because all seven of them, Taka, were only lit from evening until the morning. It was only the Ner Marovi, that's the one that was lit to say the Tomid for always. So when the Pasuk says, Lahalos Ner Tomid, it goes on the Ner Marovi. That's the menorah, that's the Ner that was lit Tomid for always. And with this, he wants to go answer that the reason why this parsha is doing here is like right after Truma, right after we spoke about how we're supposed to make the Mishkan and all the different kelim in the Mishkan. And now the side of the Mishkan is always called the Mishkan HaEdus. It's an Edus, it's a testimony that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael with the Chet HaEgol and that the Shechin is here right now B'Terech Klai Yisrael. So really from the Mishkan, that's the Mokum HaShechinah. And we see that the Shechin is still with Klai Yisrael. Now he said, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be, that in every part of the Mishkan there should be a Ness there to show that Hashem Shechin is still there. So mele in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place we have the Oren, the Luchais, that itself, Mamash, was made by a Ness. The way the Osius went straight through, you can read it on both sides, even though it should have fallen out. Still a Ness, the Gemara says, the Luchas were a Ness, but a Ness. That the Eis here still stayed in place, even though the Eis went through and through. So if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, just by looking at the Luchas, you see Nisim, so you see clearly like the Shechina Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. But that's good in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But we know there was a Proichis, there was a curtain dividing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that now when you're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Kodesh, you do not see the Neis of the Oren, to say the going on. So what is going to be the Ness now, the miracle now, that we'll be able to see in the Kodesh also, that the Shechin is still there? So that's what this parasha is telling us now. That even in the Kodesh, like the Pasuk says, B'yoyo Moed Michutz LaProichis, outside the Proichis, Asher Aledis, we're not by the Edus anymore, we're not looking at the Oren anymore, we do not see the Ness of the Oren. What can we see now? What kind of nes can we see now in the Yoyal Moed in the Kodesh? We could see the Ner Marovi, the way the Ramban learns here. That the Ner Marovi, this was the nes, that even though the Pasuk says, Yara Chaysi Aaron of Onam Yara Vad Boiker, even though Aaron only put enough oil in there that it should light just from night until morning, still there was this special nes that the Ner Marovi stood lit the whole night and whole day. It was a continuously burning. It never went out. Now this was a nes. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that not only in the Eidus, but even outside the Pareches, there will also be a Ner Marovi that will always be burning, that we'll be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is here in the Mishkan. That's what says Lefnei Hashem, like which Ner are we going to see the nes from? The Ner which is Lefnei Hashem, which is the Ner Marovi. And that's the Chukas Olam L'Doraisam Meyes B'nei Yisrael. So therefore it goes to explain that if the reason why Hashem spoke about this nes right now, the nes Ner Marovi, that like from this nes we'll be able to see that the Shekhinah is here in Klal Yisrael, like the shining will go forth, it's very good. Well, like the Ramban says, V'yata Titzavam, this was a mitzvah B'davka that Moshe Rabbeinu should do and not be able to give it over to a shliach to somebody else to do for him. And the Pasuk says, V'yikru alech Hashem et zay ezoch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted B'davka that the Klal Yisrael should bring to Moshe Rabbeinu his special olive oil, that Moshe Rabbeinu like should give it over to the Kohanim to use to put into the Ner Marovi, to put into the menorah. And the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Makor of all Nisim. He was, like the Pasuk says, V'yar Reishis Loi, he was the first one to have Nisim done with him. He was like, when he was born, the house lit up right away. He had this aura that was coming out of him. So therefore, if we wanted that the Nes should come out of the Ner Marovi to be able to see that the Shekhinah is always with us, it's very good why this nes had to come through Moshe B'davka. Because Moshe also had this mitzias, that he gave out or to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Like through him, shined out the or, the Karen or Ponov that he had, that or went out, the Shekhinah went out to show to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So that's why this was a mitzvah that Ramban says that had it been done Davka with Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we wanted this Shemin, like the special Shemin to be put into the menorah, that a nes would be done through the Shemin, that it would burn the whole time, and therefore we need the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu that should put into the Shemin, should give over this Koyach to give the Or out to the rest of Klal Yisrael, that we should be able to see the Shekhinah is here with us. So really the V'yata Tetzava means because of your great Madrega, your greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, how great you are, that you have this greatness to give out the Or to Klal Yisrael, we want you to take care of the Shemin Zayizuch, to take care of the special olive oil, that should be put into the Ner Marovi, the way the Ramban learns, and from here will be the Nes that will be able to see that the Shekhinah is in Klal Yisrael, in the Mishkan. And also in this next parsha that says also V'yata Hakrei V'lecho Es Aaron Echicha V'yizbon Avitei Mitarech B'nei Yisrael L'chan Oli, that the Pasuk also says that you, as you Moshe Rabbeinu, you should bring close Aaron Echicha, your brother, to have the Kuna done to him. So also the Mepharshim speak out, why does it say Loshen V'yata and you, Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the Pshat was really by the Chet HaEgel, Aaron had to do with it, and just like the Bechorim lost the Koyach of Bechor Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel, really Aaron also should have lost his Koyach, B'shas the Chet HaEgel, that he shouldn't have been Zecher anymore to be the Kohen Gadol. But Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for his brother Aaron, and it was only because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah that helped that Aaron still remained to be the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Pasuk here is saying, like the Atah and you, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's because of your schus, of you, Moshe Rabbeinu, your tefillah, it's possible that Hakrav Alecha bring close now Aaron or Chicha, that he should still remain the Kohen Gadol. So it was also Lashon V'yata means you, means because of Moshe Rabbeinu, this came out. And the same thing in the next posting, Apostle Gimel, that it says again by Moshe Rabbeinu, this Lashon of V'yata tedaber al kol chachmi lev, that you should talk to all the wise men, that they should be full of Ruach Chochma, that they should be able to go and make the big day Aaron lekatcher lechanali, that they should be able to make the different begodim for the Kohanim, and all of these begodim should be mekadesh them. Now why here does it also say a lashon of v'yata tedabrim, you should talk, and it's also the same pshat, because it's because of Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach, because of Moshe Rabbeinu's chochma, his wisdom, and his koyach, that these other chachomim were able to make the big dekuna. Like really the pasuk before says that the yotzalta min haruach asher olecha v'samti aleihim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the ruach, this geist, the wind, the chokhmah from Moshe Rabbeinu and gave it over to the other people. V'chein kol oisei amloch asher hoyu b'tzalo, is his all the chachomim there, and b'tzalo they all received their hashpah, their chokhmah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave over his koyach to these chachomim in order to make the big day kohen gadol. So really what we're coming out here is that the beginning of this parsha Tzaveh is talking about really the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, how great Moshe Rabbeinu was. That if we want to have this nes of the Ner Maravi, that the menorah should be lit, there should be a nes going on, that Klai Yisrael should be able to see that the Shechinah is here in the Mishkan, it has to only be done through Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that's the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu to give out this aura to Klai Yisrael. Why was Aaron Zeuchet to still remain to be the Kohen? It was because Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo for Aaron. Why was the Chachomim Zeuchet to be able to make the big day Kohen Gadol, the big day Kohanim? It was only because they received the Chochmah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So all these things are speaking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says this Lashon of V'yato, V'yato, V'yato three times. So maybe we can understand now a little bit why when Hashem wanted to be Mekayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Klola, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no misafrecha, like erase my name from the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this Pasha of Tetzaveh, here it should not be mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And really the Pshat is because Moshe Rabbeinu was Onov Mikol Adam. He was a great Onov, a great humble person. He never wanted to have Gedula, greatness, given to him. He didn't want it. So mainly here, this is the Pasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about, the greatness of Moshe, all these things needed only Moshe Rabbeinu, like Ramban said. This Lashon of Hi'ata means you and nobody else. There can't be a Shliach involved. You can't have somebody else do it for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Badafka Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. And why? Because we're saying now these were great things that could only be done because of the Kerech, the Chochmah, the Godless, the Or of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, And because Moshe Rabbeinu's midah was that he was an on of Mikol Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu here did not want to mention his name. Like really, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Like Moshe Rabbeinu himself would not want his name to be mentioned here. When you're talking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself would not want his name to be mentioned, because Moshe was an on of Mikol Adam. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Badavka this parasha here not to mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name as the cover to do like what Moshe Rabbeinu would want. That as his anivus, he would not want his name to be mentioned when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. But also what we're coming out from this pshat of the Kli Yoker is that even though the Mishkan was the Mokum HaShchina, the Mokum where Hashem lived, still Hashem wanted that there should be Nisim, there should be miracles going on in the Mishkan itself, that we should be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShchina is with us. In other words, not enough just the idea, just to know something, but we have to really see it, really feel it. The more we see something, the more we feel something, the more it stays with us. The Ruad in the next parasha talks about the Levishas Big Dukanim, the different type of the godam of clothing Dukanim had to wear. They had to wear a special type of clothing. And the Chinuch explains what the Inyan Bechlal, why the Dukanim have to have special begodim, and he says that Mishor Sheha Mitzvah is that the Yisoid is that ki odam nifal lefi pulosef. A person is affected upon the actions that he does. V'yachre machshuvesov v'chabenoisov. And a person thinks and does things the way his actions are. Now, since the Yisoid of a Kohen is to be mechaper, to bring the karbonos for Klai Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael should have the chapora, should be forgiven from Hashem, so the Kohanim are doing now special work in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should be meratzeh, to be pleased with Klai Yisrael, to forgive them. The Kohanim had to be aware of this. And the whole day they had to have something reminding them that they're doing this tremendous type of an avodah. Therefore they had to have special begodim on them, that kiseidah they should remind themselves what they are doing. And the same like we have tefillin, that we leave tefillin on aguf, is also a zikaron to remember what we are doing, that we are an Eved L'Hashem. On our hands, on the Yad, on the Rosh, The same thing we have mitzvah tzitzis, we're supposed to wear to remember the mitzvahs. The same thing there's a mitzvah mezuzah on the house to remember the mitzvahs. He says the same thing here, the kohanim. Since they were doing special type of an avodah, they had to have a special remembrance of what they were doing. They should never forget it. That's why they had to have special begodim when they were doing this avodah, that just looking at the different clothing they were wearing would remind them of this great work that they're doing. Like he says, the mitznefes, that was the hat they wore. It was really a cloth that was 16 amis long. 16 amis, that's very long. And they used to wrap it around his head, kisei, they wrap it around and around and around. It probably came out and stuck out a lot. And the reason is that the kohen should always see it and remind himself that he's doing special type of an avodah. The same thing, the avnet, the gartel that he wore, that he put around him. It was 32 amis long. And he had to wrap it around and around and around his goof, and the kamat came out very far. That, in other words, when he put his hands down, his hands would never be able to come down straight on the side of his body. His hands was always sticking out, because that gartel was so thick, sticking out, that it always had his hands sticking out also. So it was kesedah reminding him that he's doing special type of an avodah now, and keep your mind on it, don't think about something else, to know exactly what you are doing. So like we were saying, even though the kohen for sure knows that the avodah he's doing is a tremendous avodah, he's doing special avodah, but still he needs reminding, something to remind him while he's doing it. And what's reminding him here is this special type of begodim that he's wearing, that kesedah just looks at it and he realizes that he's something different doing something else. The same like we had before in the Mishkan, Hashem wanted that we should be able to see the Shechina is still here with us. It's not enough just to know it, but we have to see it. Hashem wanted that we should see the Nisim, see the miracles in the Mishkan, to see the Shechina is there. And like we were saying, that's the Pshat and the Mitzvahs that we do, that we wear tefillin in the morning, that we wear tzitzis, that we have mezuzahs. These are mitzvahs that are zikaron, that remind us that Hashem is with us, that Hashem is the one who is telling us to do the mitzvahs. And the reason why we're doing the mitzvahs is because we want to be an oivid, an eved to Hashem. Now, the Medrash Rabbah, it starts off, the first Medrash Rabbah in this parasha, Riyata Tetzava, starts off with a posik in Yirmiyahu, that Yirmiyahu said, Zayis Ranon Yefei Free, Soya Koro Hashem Shemech. That Kodesh Baruch Hu called Klai Yisrael Zayis Ranon, a nice, fresh Zayis tree, an olive tree. So the Medrash asked, like, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to call, like, Klai Yisrael, the name of a Zayis Ranan, a nice olive tree? The Chur, there are other trees to be doimed to. Why punk an olive tree? So the Medrash ends off, Elama HaZayis HaZeh, Achu Bilonoi Megagur Oisai. When the olive is on the tree, it's there, V'yachakach Maridin Oisai, we pull it down. And when we pull it down, we have to beat up, we have to hit this olive. V'mishachoyftin Oisai, Malon Oisai Lagas, after we first hit it, then we first put it into the press, and there we press it down a lot, until finally it comes out that we get shem, and that's how we get the oil out of the olive. After you first beat it up and press it down a lot. So the Medrash ends off that Kach Yisrael, the same thing by Klai Yisrael. Boyin umes oilam, the goyim come, the choif to noisim, mokum mokum, they throw us around from one place to another place, and they put us into jail, the choif to noisim, and they lock us up, or makif to noisim, and they beat us up. Until finally, Klai Yisrael does tshuva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oynelehem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and answers us and helps us. Like the Pasuk says, Vayitzias Mitzrayim, Vayayonchu V'nei Yisrael. So you see that after we are beat up, then we do tshuva. So that's Pshan, this Pasuk of Zayis Ron and Yefei Prisoya. And really, there's a Gemara in Menachos like that. So the Gemara in Menachos says, Lo Monim Shelu Yisrael LeZayis. Gemara daf nun gimla medeis. Why is Klai Yisrael daima to an olive tree? Loim lo to tell us. Ma zayis, just like an olive. Ein amoitze shamle elai de ketisa. You only get its oil out after you bang it up and crush it down a lot. After Yisrael, the same thing by Klai Yisrael. Ein choizrin lamutav elai de yisurim. We only become back to be good, to do tshuva, only after we did yisurim. And really, the Be'er Moshe is masbih here, that the Chiddush of the Gemara is like, don't think that if we do tshuva, we repent after we get our beating up, So to think that's not called a good repentance, like we're not doing a good tshuva, we're only doing it because we were beaten up. No. Just like you see by shemen, you see this oil, after it's beaten up, the olive, that's when it gives off the good oil, and the oil that comes out then is the good oil. The same thing as Baklai Yisroel. Even though we get our Yisroel first, but the tshuva we do, that is considered a good tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekabel the tshuva. So that's what the Medrash is saying here at the beginning of Yatat Tetzaveh. We're talking about Shemen Zayis, to know that in Zayis and Shemen, also there's this union of Klai Yisroel doing tshuva. Now the question is, what does this have to do with our parasha of Yatat Tetzaveh? They were talking about lighting the menorah, like we said before, the Ner Marovi, which gives off the or. We see a nest going on, we see Shechin and Klai Yisroel. Like, what are the Medrash, what does this have to do with Shechina being in Klai Yisroel or Shechina being in the Mikdash? The fact that after Yisurim, Klai Yisroel could do tshuva. And the Be'er Moshe once explained this, really, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, a little bit like we said before, that the Gemara in Shabbos on Avchav Beis and Mebeis says that the Pasuk here says, Mechutz la Proichus Eidus, Yarechoy Siyarun of Onov. So Gemara asked the question by the menorah, the Chiliyaru Hu Tzorach. Is the reason why we have the menorah in order to give off light? Like, do we need this light in the Mishkan? All the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them special light. So how come now we had to have a menorah in the Mishkan to give off light? So Gemara says, no, that was not the purpose of the menorah. Ela Eidusi Lavoi Olam. This is a testimony for the world. Shashchina Shurabi Yisrael, that the Shchina, Hashem Shchina, is still in Klai Yisrael. That's why we have the union of the menorah giving off the light. So like we said before, it could be the Pshat, this was the nest of the Ner Marovi, that it gave, we saw Nisim, we saw Shchina was in Klai Yisrael. Please Medayik, here it says a Loshin, Shashchina Shurabi Yisrael, that the Shchina is Teich Klai Yisrael. It doesn't stam say that the Shchina is in the Mishkan, it says that Shchina is in Klai Yisrael. Like Lechur, we're talking about the Mishkan here. It should have been that the Shechina is in the Mishkan. What does it have to do with Shechina being in Klai Yisroel? And really, maybe it could be masked by this, like we spoke about last parasha, the Apostle says, V'shachanti b'seichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, make a Mishkan, V'yosu li'migdosh v'shachanti b'seichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will live amongst us. And it doesn't say v'shachanti b'seichem in the Mishkan, but rather v'shachanti b'seichem v'toich kol echot v'yechot. That means every person has a Mokam HaShechina inside him. That the Shechina is inside us. Like the Goloi, it's in the Mishkan. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. But from there, the Shechina goes out into every single person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living B'Terech Kol Echad B'Yechad. Now, the Pshat is that just like in the Mishkan itself, we had the menorah there. And like we're saying, there was this tremendous ness of the Ner Marovi that always continuously was lit. And from that nest, we were able to see that the Shechina is in the Mishkan. Hu adin there's a lima that for the Mishkan, that means the Shechina and every single person, also there's some koyach here, that the Shechina, we could see the Shechina still with us. That this ner, the shemen, has to do with kol yachad v'yechad. And maybe this is what the Medrash is coming to tell us here also. That a zayis has this koyach, that first you have to beat it up, and then you get out the pure shemen. The same thing with Klai Yisroel. That if we do things bad, that by doing chatoim, that takes the Shechina away from us. There's an eight says, not the pshat we lost the Shechina goes away from us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yisurim, gives us punishment, and through the punishment, the fact we are beaten up, we again come back to Hashem, we do tshuva, and the Shechina stays with us, is still b'terech kol echad v'yechad. So really this is also an edus, that the Shechina is b'terech klai yisrael, b'terech kol echad v'yechad, and it will always stay with every single one of us. Even though sometimes we may do chatoyim, do some sins, that would make the Shechina go away. But it's not the pshat, the Shechina is away from us and will stay away from us. The Shechina is still b'terech kol echad v'yechad. Just doing a chet causes us that we get yisurim, we get punished for it. And when we get punished, that causes us to do tshuva. And now the Shechina is burning back in us again. So again, this is like an edus that the Shechina will always be with us. Just like in the Mishkan. The menorah was the symbol, was the sign that the Shechina is in the menorah. The same thing, the zayis, the oil, is also a simon that the Shechina will always be b'terech kol echad v'yechad. The Shechina will always be amongst Klai Yisrael. It's even though there'll be a time maybe when we do chatoyim, when we do things bad, which should cause the Shekhinah to go away from us, but right away Hashem beats us up like, gives us Yisurim, like a Zayis, and from that comes out the pure Shemen, comes back the Shekhinah to us. This is also a testimony for us, that the Shekhinah will always be with us, Beterech Kol Echod V'Yechod of Klal Yisrael. It's just like in the Mishkan, because that's why it's good we learn out one from the other. Alright, I'll turn over. You see, the sailor from the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Kel Elio, that he says another reason why he does not mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name in this parsha of Atat Tzavim is because usually we learn this parsha comes out during Zayin Adar. And Zayin Adar, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Therefore, the other members that he was Nifter during this time of Zayin Adar, we did not mention his name in this parsha. Then the Pasuk Dalel starts off about the begodim, and it says, V'yela ha-begodim asher yasu, these are the begodim that should be made, the special clothing for the kohanim, is choishen, the breastplates, the ephod and the apron, or me'il, or chsoin is tashpeis, mitznefes, v'yavne, v'yosu, b'gdekodish, v'yaren, achicham, v'levon v'chan ali, that you make these begodim to make him to become a kohen. Now the locker of the begodim, the special clothing that the kohanim wear, really, there are three different dinyonim in the begodim. One thing is, like the Pasuk says, Lecham Ali, that the Kohanim are only kosher to do the Avodah when they wear these special begodim. If they are not wearing these clothing, they do not have their special Kedusha, they are not allowed to do the Avodah, they can't do bring the Karbonis. There's another inyan we'll soon go through, that each one of these begodim is Mechaper, brings forgiveness for different Averis. Like we'll soon go through, the Gemara and Zvachim brings down. Also, there's an inyan that these begodim are supposed to be made lechovod ulisafaris. They have to look beautiful. Like it's brought down halacha, if the begodim are dirty, it's posel. If the begodim have a rip on them, you're not allowed to use the begodim. The begodim are psulim. Shenema, because the posel says lechovod ulisafaris. It has to be beautiful, his begodim. Now, the inyan, why bechlau the kanam had to have these special begodim, and why they have to look beautiful, and what does this have to do with bringing the forgiveness, the kapora, really the chinuch is masd here, that he explains that the chal, the inyan of the mishkan or the beis hamikdash, that's the mokum where we bring karbonis. Why do we bring karbonis there? A korban is the pshat, if we did a chet, we did something wrong, we want to have a kapora, we want to get a kapora, we want to get our forgiveness. So we bring the korban into the mishkan, into the beis hamikdash. Now when a person comes in there, we want him to have a tremendous amount of yiras of Hashem, to see the godless, to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to see how much of a shuffle, how low he is. But he should understand, like, how can he do a chet? How could such a low person like himself go kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is so great? So that's why all the mitzvahs of the Mishkan Bechlau, where the Kalim was so beautiful, looked so nice, the Shulchan, the Oren, made out of gold, everything that looked so nice. Who are then the Kohanim, the people that are Mishorbos, the people that work in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan? So you also have to have beautiful clothing. You also have to look nice, to show the Chshivas of the Beis HaMikdash, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands for. Memela, they could be Mechaper upon Klal Yisrael. And that's why also there's another locha later in this parasha talks about, that part of the Kapora, part of the forgiveness we get when we bring the Korban is the fact that the Kohanim eat the meat of the korban. In other words, by the achilas basar of kodshim, the bailim, the owner, gets his kapara. Now the question is, what does that have to do with the kapara, the fact that kohanim eat it? And that's a special mitzvah brought down, that the pasuk says in Shmoyis Chav Tes, pasuk Lamed Gimel, v'yochlu oisam asher kupar behem, that they should eat it, and the Gemara in Tzachim Dashins, v'yomru zechoren lebracham, that kahanim oichlim uvaylim eschaprim. The kahanim eats the meat of the korban, and with this, the owner that has his kapara get is forgiven. The question, what is the inyan, the fact that the kahanim eat it, cause that there should be a kapara for the owner? So the chinuch also is masgur, that everything of the kahanim has to be done with tremendous dignity. That when people come in, they see the godless, they see the greatness of Hashem, and that makes them repent. Here also, that they see the way, who eats this meat? Who eats the meat of the korban? They can't some take it home and give it to anybody. They can't give it to any person they want. Only special people could eat it. That shows the chshivas of the greatness of this inyan of the korban, that only a kohen is allowed to eat it. So that makes a person repent more. That makes a person come into the Mishkan and see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which that's bechlal, the union of this Beis HaMikdash, to see the greatness, to see the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Kanam have to have special begodim, that they should look prestige. It should be l'chavod l'safaris. They have to look nice. And the Mela, with this, we get a kapara. That's the way we get a kapara. We are forgiven from the fact we come to realize, to see the greatness of Hashem, and we see how low we are, that we will not do the chet anymore. Now, the Mepharshim asked a question here, like in Pasuk Dalad, when it starts off, it says, V'eila ha-begodim ha-shayasu, these are the clothing that you should make. It says, choshin ve'efod. First it says the choshin, that's the breastplate, and then it says the ephod, then it says the apron. And later in Pasuk Vav, when it starts talking about the actual making of the begodim, it says, V'also es ha-ephod. The first thing it talks about is to make the ephod, to make the apron first. So the question is, why does it, the Tzibui Hashem told us, like first about the Choshen and then about the Ephod? And then it says when Klai Yisrael actually went to make the Begodim, first they made the Ephod and then they made the Choshen. Why does it change the order? And the Klai Yaakov wants to go answer that really the Ephod, the Esprin, that was really came to Mechapa to forgive on the Chet of Avodah Zarah. If somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, and the Frat here came to be Mechapa for the Chet Egel. Like when Moshe came down after he saw the eagle, he broke the luchas, the shviras haluchas, that Moshe was carrying on Ksefov. Therefore, but the ephod also, it says a loshon shtei Ksefov, or Ksef shtei Ksefov, cheveres yir loy, you might say that's connected to shtei haluchas, shoyibom chamisha dibrois. So the ephod is connected to the chet of Avodah Zarah. Now really, this is a Gemara in Erechin, that the Gemara in Erechin explains, that the Gemara in Erechin says, lo mo nismichu kabonas lebig dekuna. How come, right after this parasha of Big Dekuna, the Torah talks about karbonis? Is Loi Malach to tell us, Mar karbonis mechaprin, just like when we bring a korban, a sacrifice, we have a forgiveness from it, is af Big Dekuna mechaprin. The same thing, these begodim that the Kahanim, the special clothing that the Kahanim wore, also gave us forgiveness. Now the Gemara explains that the choshin, what was the choshin, the breastplate mechaparon, al hadinim. Any chet we did upon dinim mamnis, if we did not act good between benodim lechaveroi. Eifoy, the Gemara says, that's mechaper al avodah zarah. Me'il, that's mechaper al lashon hara. Like in the bottom of the meal, it had the bells that made noise, like the making noise of lashon hara. Kisoynes is mechaper al shvichas domin. Mitznefes is mechaper al gasas ruach. At the top of the clothing, we're on top of the head, the hat, that's for gasi ruach. People have very haughty, very bagaivenix. Avneit mechaper al hira leif. The Avnet, the Garfa, goes around dividing between the heart and the body. That's connected hero lave, any bad thoughts we had in our heart. Tzitz is mechaper alazus meitzach. Somebody else says this. Chutzpedik. Mich nesayim is mechaper gila royis. The Yalav shom kulim mikroi. The Gemara Yadashim is all these things from different sukkim. So it comes out that the choshin, that is mechaper upon dinim. If we do chatoin ben adum lechaveroi. The ephod, that is mechaper upon the chet of avodah zarah. Therefore, the Klai Yaakov wants to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tzibu to tell us how to make the Begodim, first he mentioned the Choshen. First he wanted us to be careful about Dinim, how we act by Nodim Mechaveroi. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much cares a lot about. Then he said the Ephod, that's Bein Odom Lamokam, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Meichel HaKvodai, like he could overlook the Chet of Avodah Zarah. Mashenke in the Chet of Choshen, how people act between themselves, if they steal and rob from one another, that Hashem does not look over so much. And that we see clearly the difference between the Dor HaFlogo and the Dor HaMabel. The Dor HaFlog, it says there, they wanted to go do Avodah Zarah, to go fight Keneged Hashem. Hashem did not kill them out. All he did to them was just disperse them, spread them all over just to stop them. However, by the Dor HaMabel, there it's brought down by Tishochei Soret, that everybody was doing Hashchosa, they were like destroying one another. They were robbing from one another. They were over the union of dinim, not to be knowing nice one to another. That Hashem can't take. That had to come the Mabel to destroy them altogether. Therefore, Hashem first said the tzivui to make the choshen. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares most about. That we have to act nice, benodul mechaveroi, not to steal, to know klo hilchot choshen emishpat. Then Hashem said to make the ephod, which means not to be eved avodah zarah. However, when Klai Yisrael went to make the begodim, a Klai Yisrael, when they look back to Hashem, by them it's just the opposite. They feel that the worst thing we could do,
klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be over our Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin, us ourselves, if we don't act nice to one another, we ourselves, maybe we could be meicher one another. If somebody steals from me, I could overlook it. I'll forgive him. Mashenkin, if somebody is over our Avodah Zarah, he's going to neged Hashem, we can't overlook that. We don't have the power to forgive that. Therefore, when it came b'shasti asiyah, which begot them to make, therefore the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vav, v'yasaway seifoit. The first thing Klal Yisrael went to make was the effort to show that for us, the main thing is not to be able to avoid Zoram. We always want to keep our Kodesh Baruch Hu with us. That's the Yochid. And then they went to make the Choshed, to be Makvid, Choshed, to be Makvid in the Dinim. And that's why also it's good that the Pasuk says in Vav, v'yasu es effort, like a Lashon Rabin, everybody together went to make this effort. The question is, why doesn't it say Lashon v'yasisa? They made it, he made it. Why does it say Lashon v'yasu only here by the Eifod, Mashmah, everybody together helped to make the Eifod? Other places it says v'yasisa, you should make it. It doesn't say this Lashon of v'yasi. And the Kliyoka wants answer, because we're saying now the Eifod is coming to be Mechaper on the Chet Avodah Zarah, which right now Klai Yisrael is just going to do the Chet of the Eagle. That in the Chet of Eagle, everybody did this Chet. So really the whole Klai Yisrael right now needed this Kapora, needed this forgiveness on the Chet of Eagle. Therefore, since the Eifod is coming to be Mechaper on the Chet Egel, everybody together went to help to make the Eifod. Everybody was Mishtatit. That's why the Pasuk says, V'osu. They all together went to help to make the Eifod. Because the whole Klal Yisrael needed this Kapor, this forgiveness, for the Chet of the Egel that they did. Now, later on, by the Parsha, by the Begodim, in the Parsha's Chof Ches, Pasuk Lamed, it says, V'nasato el Cheshin, ha-mishpot es urim v'es hatumim. It's inside the Choshen, the Kohen Gadol has to put the Urim and the Tumim. For Hoyu Alev Aaron, it should be on the heart of Aaron, Bevoy Lufnei Hashem. When he comes in front of Hashem, on his heart should be the Urim and the Tumim. That was this mitzvah of the Choshen. And later on we find by the Tzitz, it also says the Loshen, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, that For Hoyu Al Meitzach Aaron, it should be upon Aaron's forehead, this tit should be upon his forehead for always. The Klaiso should be like peas in front of Hashem. And the tit also, the post before says, you see, for tit zov torah, from that of gold, that on the tit it said these words of kodesh lashem, and this had to be on his metzach, on his forehead, Tumit for always. The Parshim say this is really like we wear tefillin, that we have tefillin shel yad keneged halev, and we have tefillin shel reish keneged hamoyach shehaneshama shebemoyach. Then Kohen Gadol also had to wear these two separate begodim. The choshen, which had the urim v'tumim inside it, that was keneged his lev, the shabbat his lev to do avodas Hashem, and keneged his moyach is by near his mate on his meitzach on his forehead. Negative neshama, he had to wear a special tzitz that says Kodesh Lashem, and also he had to always have it on him to remind him that he's a special person doing this special avodas Hashem. And really, could ask the question: the Chura Kohen Gadol is so holy, he shouldn't have to have like two zichronim, two things to remind him, like get like two pairs of tefillin. Like, why does a Kohen Gadol have to have more than every yid has to have? And the pshat is no. That the greater the person is, the more gedulah you have, the more greatness you have, the Yetzirah works harder upon you and wants to make it to think that you're so great that you deserve it, everything's coming to you. Maybe you don't have to be Ovid Hashem so much. That's why here, no. Even though you're a Kohen Gadol and you're so great and you're doing the greatest Avodah, still you have to have two special simonim on you, the Choshen near your lev, and you have to have the Tzitz on your Meitzach, Kiseda, to remind you that you have to also be Ovid Hashem. And the same thing we find by a Melech, that even though in every Yid says Shemon Esrei, he only has to be Kareya by the first Bracha, at the end of the first Bracha, by Moedim, and by Mashenke, and by all the Brachas we say in Shemon Esrei, we do not have to bow down. Mashenke in a Melech, when he says Shemon Esrei, the Locha by him is that he is Shekora, he bows down, Shuvain is like if he doesn't get up again. No Shimon Esrei has to say that way. That's the Gemara and Brachas like that. And the pshat is that since he's such a great person, the Melech, and nor he should not have so much gaiva, so much haughtiness, he has to show extra like he's Machni himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing the Kohen Gadol. since he is so great, he has to have these extra remindings that he's still doing the avodah. And it should be done totally l'shem shamayim. And this is like the klal we said that like kol hagodol mechaveroi is yitzvah gadol himenu. The greater you are, the greater yitzhara, the greater taiva you have, the desire to do things that are not so right. Therefore, you have to watch yourself harder. And how do we watch ourselves? We have to make a bigger shmirah. We have to wear different begodim. Maybe who are then, that's why taka, the more chashuv a person is, the different type of begodim he has to wear. Pasha to remind himself that he should not become a bagayvanik. Stam have too much haughty thoughts that everything is coming and he deserves everything. Rather, the begodim, the clothing we wear, has to remind us who we are and what we are here for, and that we are totally doing the avodas Hashem. It's not only the tefillin we wear, not only the tzitzis we wear, not only the mezuzahs we wear, but even the pasha, the begodim we wear, the clothing we wear, should also remind us. Like the clothing we wear is also an inyan, that's mechabed guf. It gives us cover, it gives us respect. And we have to use out this clothing to keep ourselves b'makim in a covered leifin of doing the mitzvahs to Hashem. Then after Revi, the pasuk goes on to say that v'zeh hadavar she'atasalhem lekadish oisom lechayin li, that another way to make the kohanim kodesh, that they should be able to do the avoidis, lekach parechod ben boker v'yelem shnayim t'mimim. We had to bring special korbanos to the chinuch of the kohanim. And they brought this parechod, one par, and v'yelem shnayim. The poshim say the parechod, that was for a kaporo, on the maitha egel, which was a par. And that's why the Kohanim had to bring this to have a kapara for the chet of the Yegel. And then later in Pasuk Chof it says, Vishochato eso ayel vulakachto midomoy, v'nosato atunuch oizen aron, they take from the blood of the korban and put it on his right ear, v'yatunuch oizen bonof, and on the right ear of his son, Hayimonis, v'yaboyin yodem Hayimonis, and on the thumb of their hands, the Yaboyin Raglam Hayimonis, and the thumb of their feet. The Zoraktu es Hadom ala Mizbeach Sobiv, and the rest of the dam you make as Rika on the Mizbeach. So the question is, how come there was this mitzvah to take the dam and put it on these parts of the Kohen? Why do they have to put it on his ear, and to put it on his thumb of his hand, and the thumb of his feet? Like, why not the rest of the body? How come here the only time we find to put it on the ear and on the thumbs? What was special about these over the rest of the body? And in the Sefer's Mayim Lateri wants to say that really, the Kohanim, they needed something to mekadosh them. They had to make themselves holy. It wasn't just enough they were Kohen. They had to have the Begodim. The Begodim, that made them Kodesh. And if a Kohen did the Avodah without wearing the special Begodim, he was like a Zar, he was possible to do the Avodah. The Avodah was not good. Now we know the clothing that they wore was mamish covered himself from his bottom to top. The only thing that stuck out of his begodim was his feet. He did not wear anything on his feet because there was not allowed to be a chatzitza, any dividing between his feet and the floor. His feet had to touch the floor, so he was not wearing any shoes and any socks. He always went barefoot. His feet, that's the only thing that was sticking out. Who had in his hands? His hands also came out from the begodim, because also he had to do the avodah with his hands. There couldn't be a chatzitza between his hand and when he's holding the kli sharis. Therefore, the hands also stuck out. And who had in the head of the kohen? I mean the face. The face also was not covered up by any begodim. The head was, he had the mitznefes he had on it. A kohen gadol had the tzitz on his forehead. But a core part of the rest of his face was not covered up. These were the only part of the body which was not covered up from the begodim. Now before we had, there was a mitzvah that you're supposed to take the shemen and pour it over the face of Aaron. Like it says there, it says, Yorad Meroshoi Beis Kippah Shemen HaMishcha Aponov, that the more Hurriest Darshins, that they poured the shemen HaMishcha on the rush on the head of Aaron, and it went down over the front of his face, and it went into his beard, and that's where the shemen HaMishcha went over. So it comes out really the Shaman HaMishcha took care of the front part of his face. So the only parts of his body that had no Kiddush at all on it was only his ears, was only his hands, and was only his feet. Therefore here HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that something special should be done to these parts of the bodies, that they should also have something special to give it Kiddushah. Therefore, the dam was put on the ear, because the ear was the only thing that did not have any kedusha yet. Who were then the hands, and the toes also had no kedusha yet. Therefore, the dam here was dafkas put on his hands, on the thumb of his right hand, which one connected all his fingers, all his hands, and who are then on the right thumb of the foot, also one connected the 2 feet. Therefore, Mamela, now the crane had from bottom to top something to be Mekadoshim. As to say that the Kedusha was there, like something special was there upon his body to remind him that the whole body, it has to be Molei Kedusha when he's doing the Avodah. Now, three psukim before Shvi, and the Pasuk Mem Gimel starts off saying that V'nayarati Shama Levnei Yisrael V'nikdash V'chvaydi, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu like will appear in front of the Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan, in the Yoyim Moed, V'nikdash V'chvaydi, they'll be covered there, they'll be covered, Rashi says, HaMishkan V'chvaydi Shetishva Shchinasi Boi, there'll be respect in the Mishkan because a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shchina will be there. The Kedad and Pasuk says, V'kidashti Yisrael Moed, I'll make it holy, the Mishkan, V'yes HaMizbeach, V'yes Haram, V'yes Bona V'kadish L'chanli, that they'll be have Kedush also in order to be a Kayin for me. Then the Pasuk Memhe says, V'shochanti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, he himself will live amongst B'nei Yisrael, V'yisro Lehem Le'lakim, and I'll be for them for Hashem. So the Farshim asked the question, the Chur, we're talking about the Mishkan here, what does it say this Lashon from B'shochanti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, in the middle of the Shechina will be in the middle of Yisrael? It should have said like V'shochanti B'seich HaMikdash, B'seich HaMishkan. Then the Pasuk Mem Vav says, the Yodu we should know, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoitzeisi Yoisa Mi'Eretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, L'shochni B'seichem, that Hashem should live amongst us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ay Hashem Elokeichem. So again it's saying that the union of the Yitzias Mitzrayim was Kedei the Shechina should be amongst us. Is also in the first ask, where do you see that in Yitzias Mitzrayim, like it was for this purpose that the Shechina should be amongst the Klal Yisrael? And we're talking about the Mishkan right now. So really the Ramban brings down here that the Eben Ezra says, the pshat from this Pasuk is, the Yodu, and Pasuk Mem Vavi says, Hatam, Oz Yodu, Ki Lo Haitzeisi Yoysam Yemitzrayim, Rak B'Yavur Sheyasi LeMishkan. That we should know the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, why did he take us out? Kidei bavur shayasi l'mishkan. That us Klal Yisrael should make a mishkan, make a special place, v'shochanti b'seichem, and I'll be able to live there. V'zeh, when that is the pshan, the psukim we had before by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Moshe kept on telling Paro, tavdun es elokim al har hazeh. We have to go out to worship Hashem. What does it mean to worship Hashem? So we have to go make a mishkan, a makom where the Shechina should be there. So that was the whole purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, was today he should have a place where to put a Shechina, the Shechina should live amongst us. If in Mitzrayim, that was the Makor HaTumah, you can't have Kedusha there. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Shechina should be amongst us, therefore he made it see us Mitzrayim, he took us out of Mitzrayim, today we should have Kedusha, that we should be able to have a mishkan in order to have the Shechina amongst us. And the Ramban says, Eloshin, he says, that Kiyesh binyan Said Godol, this is a tremendous Said. Ki kifi poshet hadover, that we're saying right now, HaShechina b'Yisrael, the reason why Hashem put the Shechina amongst us, is Tzarech Hedyet, it's for our sake. For loy Tzarech Gavoye, and not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us Klal Yisrael to have Kedusha, to be an Am HaNivcher, to be the tremendous nation Am Yisrael. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put His Shechina amongst us for our sake. In other words, because Hashem, for our sake, wanted to take us like the Yitzias Mitzrayim, for our sake, to become Cheres, was because of this fact that Hashem wanted His Shechina to be amongst us. So like we said before in Parshas Truma, that even though the Ikar HaShechina now, these psukim are talking about the Mishkan, putting a special place where the Shechina should be there, but Avad, it wasn't just that the Shechina should be in the Mishkan, like even B'Zman HaChurban HaBayis, still the Shechina is amongst Klal Yisrael. That the Yikur is like the Pasuk says, V'shochanti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that His Shechina should be able to be amongst us, amongst the Eden, and that's for our sake. But we have the Shechina amongst us, with the Yam Skula, with the great nation, It's for our sake, like the Ramban says, not so much for Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. And the reason why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to make us an Am HaNivchar was because He wanted that His Shechina should be amongst us. That makes us the Am HaNivchar. Now, if the Shvi, the Pasuk starts talking about that the special Mizbeach, the Biosiso Mizbeach Miktak Teres, at Seishishim Tasa Moisai, we had another Mizbeach HaZohov, the golden Mizbeach, then on this they used to put the Keteris every day. And it was put in the Kodesh, it was next to the Menorah, next to the Shulchan, they had this special Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaZohov. Now the question is, why did the Torah wait first to hear at the end of the Tzavah talk about making this Mizbeach? In the Parshas of Truma, it spoke about making all the Kelim of the Mishkan. How come it didn't say it over there to make the Mizbeach HaKeteris, the Mizbeach HaZohov? Just like over there, it spoke about the Menorah, it spoke about the Shulchan, it spoke about the other Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Ha'ila, which was outside the Kodesh. How come it didn't say this Keli of the Mizbeach, of Miktak HaTeris, it didn't say it before in Pasha Truma, but rather waited here much later to put it in? So in the Sefer Nayim Luteri wants to say, this is really a makor for the Halacha, that the Halacha is that the Mizbeach that Tamakiv is Mizbeach Ha'ila. The Mizbeach that's outside in the Chotzer, outside that Mizbeach, if the Mishkan doesn't have it, the Mishkan is possible. Mashen Kane, in the Kodesh, the Mizbeach HaZov, that they put the Keteris, even if it was missing, or was broken, or was Nitkam, still the Mizbeach, the Mishkan is still kosher. You could use it. In other words, in the Kodesh, the only thing that's makiv is the Menorah and the Shulchan. If we don't have the Shulchan, we don't have the Menorah in the Mizbeach, it is possible, it's not called a good Mishkan. That's why in the parasha before of Truma, it was saying which kelim had to be made, and if you don't have it and it's not in the right place, the Mishkan is possible. So the Menorah and the Shulchan had to be there. Without that, you do not have the Kodesh. Mashenkin, this Mizbeach HaKeteris, even if we didn't have it, still the Mishkan would be kosher, and just you can make a Haktara there any place in the Kodesh. It doesn't but have to be on the Mizbeach HaKeteris. Mashenkin, the Mizbeach Oila, the Mizbeach of Nechoshes, the one outside, that was Likuva. If we didn't have that Mizbeach, the Mishkan would be possible. So that's why before in the Parsha Truma, it only says the Kalim that are Likuva, if you don't have it, they're possible. Mashenkin here, this Mizbeach HaKeteris, even if we didn't have it, still the Mishkan would be kosher without it. And the Amleyes, he brings down that the Teretz, that the reason why the Torah writes about the Mizbeach Mikta Keteris all the way at the end, he learns because this is the most chashuv thing there is the Keteris. This is more chashuv, more important, like, than the other avodis that were brought, the other kabbonis. His regular Mizbeach Ha'ila is outside, is chutz mi'oyel moed. Mashenken Mizbeach HaKeteris, that's besoich oyel moed, lefneyor and reidus. And he learns that the Rosh HaTevis from Keteris is Kedusha, Taira, Rachmim, and Tikva. So that was what the Keteris did. It was Mekadosh Es Yisrael. It was Metayer Kla Yisrael. Not been the same from all the Avodis. And Mela Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mismali Rachnam Aleim. Hashem had Rachmonos on them. Voiselem Tikva Toiva. And therefore there was a tremendous Tikva of Toiva for Kla Yisrael. A hope for good. So therefore, since the Keteris was so Choshev, therefore the mitzvah was to bring it twice a day, in the morning and by evening. And that's why this special Mizbeach, that you're only allowed to bring the Keteris on, was mentioned all the way at the end, because this is the most kosher thing there was. All right, we'll stop here.